Want to spice up your game? Try adding some extra lore to your monsters without having to change their stats. Here's how I gave some depth to one of my favorite D&D creatures, the Dryad. We all know them as beautiful fey maidens, the spirits of the forest and specifically of trees. We also know they often take mortal lovers, but in my world the Dryads cannot have children while immortal. If a Dryad wishes to conceive, then she must actively choose to shed her immortality. Only then can she bear a child. The child grows swiftly, maturing in only a few short years. The Dryad mother will train her child in the ways of the forest, but her time is short. She begins to slow down, becoming more tree-like. Eventually, she becomes completely rooted in place, and she is now the tree to which her child's life is bound. Her sacrifice for motherhood has transformed her into a Hamadryad, the innermost spirit of the Dryad's tree, mother and daughter intrinsically bound through the heart tree. This is why it is such a grave sin to cut down a Dryad's grove. Generations of mothers and daughters are lost. Dryads who choose never to bear a child grow to be powerful Dryad matrons, watching over the groves of their sisters, perhaps eternally mourning a fallen love and the opportunity to bear a child forever lost. How will you use this Dryad lore in your game? What will you do the next time that you